I love that gospel. It is beautifully written. Mark likes to write with an ABA form, where he'll start out a story and then insert another story in the middle of it and then follow up with another one. And the whole issue today is Jesus' power over death and illness. We need to revisit as Catholics once in a while what we believe regarding original sin. We don't talk about it enough. We don't even know how to talk about it. In that first reading, that first line, God did not make death. We can get lost in a lot of conversations if we forget that truth. Later, the author of Wisdom says, "For God formed man to be imperishable, but by the envy of the devil, death entered the world." God did not make death. And in the crowd where Jesus is, the synagogue official comes forth. Now, this would have been an official who would have been doing everything possible to try and condemn Jesus beforehand as an unauthorized prophet. You know, you have to be authorized by the temple, or else you are an unauthorized prophet. But instead, now he's got skin in the game. His daughter is at the point of death, and he's rethinking this deal. "Master, please come lay your hands on my daughter." And then the story of the woman with the hemorrhages. 12 years. She spent everything she had. She made herself poor, and nothing worked. And it was ultimately when she had skin in the game that she realized, if I just touch the hem of his cloak, I will be cured. That is faith. The kind of faith you find in foxholes and battlefields. And she did. And she was cured. And listen to what Jesus told her. He said, "Your faith has healed you." And then we go back to the story of Jairus and the girl, and he says to the people who come up and say, "Oh, don't bother him anymore, your daughter already died." Imagine getting that as a message in the middle of a crowd. Don't bother the man anymore. And then Jesus' response is, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." The same message is to the woman. The child is not dead, but asleep. Now, we can get lost all day long trying to say, well, scientifically, did anybody put a mirror under her nose? She was dead, but not for the Lord of heaven and earth, not for the Lord of death and life, not for the Lord who gives life. God did not create death. For him, she was asleep. Talitha kaum. Arise. That's what we want to hear. But let's go back to the issue of the whole issue of original sin. And you have to go back to Genesis chapter 1. Here's what Genesis chapter 1 says to us. You know the 7-day creation, right? Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, so forth. Okay. And on day 6, God starts creating animals, and the last creation of all is man, the highest creation, because that was the end of day 6, and the very next day was day 7, and he invited man into his rest. But let's listen to that creation. Let us make human beings in our image, after our likeness. God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Do you hear that three times? Now, there's a unique symbolism in the Hebrew language. They don't have words equivalent to good, better, and best. So, good is good. Better is good, good. And as good as it gets, it's good, good, good. That's why we say santo, 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 holy, holy, holy. It's as good as it gets. No other created being in the seven-day account is said three times to have been made in anything. It's only mentioned once. And here God is saying, God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Do you hear created, created, created? In his image. In whose image are we created? In the image of God. Did God create death? No. He created us to be with him. So then what happened? There was the matter of this snake and this tree. And God had said, don't eat of that. I gave everything here for you. You can do anything you want in this garden. And he walked in the cool of the evening with his friends. He made them to be friends. He said, I only got one thing I don't want you to do. And guess what they did? Now, did God create evil? He created us in his image, which means he gave us free will. It is exceedingly important that he created us with free will, because only by having the power not to love God can we love God. It's our choice. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, it was a rebellion. And you have to come back to the aspect, to what it means to be, to have eternal life. Now, here's eternal life in a nutshell. If you're with God, you have eternal life. Eternal life can only happen with God. Without God, you can't have eternal life. It's really simple. So if you choose, for instance, like they chose, I want what God has, but I don't want God. I want what he possesses, but I don't want his friendship. You hear how that sets up? That's rebellion. You can't have it both ways. You can't have both eternal life and not have God. So what is original sin? Original sin is wanting God and what God has, but not wanting God. It's wanting to be separate from God, not united to God. What's eternal life? Union with God. It doesn't exist any other way. And so, after they sinned and rebelled, the Lord called to the man and asked him, where are you? And he answered, I heard you in the garden, said Adam, but I was afraid, so I hid. Who separated themselves from God? Did God withdraw anything from them? God didn't withdraw anything from them. They withdrew from God. That's the power of that story. What's original sin? We withdraw from God. They withdrew themselves from life. He did not kill them. Death entered the world through sin. Could they live in the garden anymore? No! They had to live outside the garden. Did God give up on them? No, that's what the Bible's all about. Centuries and centuries and centuries of prophets and lessons. Moses and the prophets, please come back. I miss you. I love you so very much. Please come back to me. And the choice of separation continued. Did God create death? No. Did God make sin? No. And then Jesus came. And Jesus brought the sacrament of baptism. What does baptism do for us? Baptism restores us to being just like Adam and Eve before their rebellion. I was doing confessions this afternoon, and it's always fun to remind people that when I absolve you of your sins, you will be just like the day of your baptism. That's what confession does for you. We have been restored when we choose to live again in the presence of God, the sacramental life, close to God, forgiven, not by anything we did, but by His mercy and gift. And we never want to say to Him, I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid, so I hid. Now, in 5 months, we're going to celebrate the Immaculate Conception. Let me help you understand the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Mary is the new Eve. Jesus took flesh from a human being who was Eve, not the original Eve, but the first woman after Eve, created like Eve with no original sin. You remember, Mary was never baptized. And Mary was born not to die, because she was never separated from God. That's the Immaculate Conception. And our sacraments restore us to that sacred life of unity with God. And we know we need nourishment, and He gives it to us in the Eucharist.